The Warriors will hit the road for a two-game trip starting in Oklahoma City on Tuesday night, coming off back-to-back wins as Sunday with the Phoenix Suns visiting Oracle Arena. Kevin Durant led the way with a game-high 29 points to go with 11 rebounds and 8 assists as the Warriors take down the Suns 117-107 the final. Here's Coach Kerr in the postgame.
I thought it was a slow start coming off a pretty emotional night last night. And a 5:30 start, no shoot around, kind of a different vibe. I don't know if that's an excuse or not, but it did take us a good almost half of basketball to get going. The last 3-4 minutes of the second quarter, we started to play and change the game.
Why did you decide to start Looney? And just can you kind of take us through where that center spot is at right now? I mean, you've started, I think, three guys different guys the last 5 games.
I wanted to get a look at that that group with Looney starting, and it was a good night to do it because they start small with Chris and Bender, and so they've got 3-point shooting everywhere. We're going to need all our centers. Every guy will play a role for us in the playoffs, and it's not an easy role for, you know, Zaza, JaVale, you know, Loon. I mean, they might start, they might not play. And I've told them that. This is just the way our team is built and the way the playoffs are looking. We got a matchup, and we've got to be ready for different matchups. And a lot of our guys do really well against certain players out there, and so they've all got to just stay ready.
After his injury and the flu, Draymond said it was going to take him a while to get his feet back under him and get his lungs right.
Draymond.
Tonight, did you kind of see him going back to who he is on the court?
Yeah, but I thought he was there last night, too. I mean, the push and transition, the speed with which Draymond plays offensively changes our game. And I thought the last 2 nights he's been brilliant with that. And his energy, his approach has been fantastic. And, yeah, he's been really good.
Rolling off of your point there, Steve, how encouraging is it to see when you have Clay back and obviously Kevin getting the mainstays that you're going to have to count on in the playoffs without Steph back for them to click so immediately and kind of get some momentum going here?
Yeah, I mean, that's obviously kind of how our team is built. You know, we've got 4 All-Stars, and they all make a huge impact in very different ways. And when they're playing together like they have the last couple nights, it's impressive, and that's how we have to play. We got to push the ball, and we got to spread the ball around. We had 31 assists tonight, which was great, and 15 turnovers. I think 5 of them came in the first 3 minutes of the game, and so after that, we started taking care of the ball. So it's good, good effort.
Hey, Steve, even though Kevin's done this a lot, just the fact that he's had so many games this season, where, you know, without playing without stuff, have you seen any of that going into play in these last 2 games?
No, I mean, Kevin is—he's going to be Kevin no matter what. I mean, the thing with him is he's got as much ability as anybody, pretty much anybody ever in the history of the game. I mean, this guy is so talented that you put him out there with Steph, great. You put him out there without Steph, great. I mean, he's still going to get any shot he wants and dominate a game. He almost had a triple double tonight, and. He's just he's a really gifted player, and he can adapt to anything that he sees.
Coach, Zaza was +9 in about 5 minutes tonight, and he seemed like one of the catalysts in the run at the end of the second quarter. What did you see from him?
Well, I wanted to get him some minutes. He didn't play last game, and I'm trying to keep everybody. I'm trying to keep all of our centers in the flow. I don't want anybody to get stagnant because, as I just mentioned to Anthony, we're going to need everybody. But I thought Zaza did a good job, set some great screens for Quinn. That was the sequence when Quinn got rolling, and it's no coincidence that it happened with Zaza on the floor. He's our best screen setter.
Steve, with Pat out, how does that affect your, I guess, the way you rotate your guards? And specifically, what does it mean for Nick?
Well, tonight what it meant for Nick was more minutes. You know, Pat last night was playing a really good game, playing at a high level, and so Nick didn't play as much. But without Andre and Patty, you know, Nick got more minutes. But hopefully we'll get Andre back. We'll see. I don't know if he'll be back Tuesday. But, you know, we're going to need everybody with Steph out and, you know, with the injuries that we've had. We've got to be able to count on everybody.
Draymond seemed to up his defense in the second half today, and obviously everyone follows in with that. Are you happy with the overall team defense at the moment as you guys kind of head in here to the final couple games?
We're not there yet. You know, I thought last night was a much better effort, but as I said, tonight, slow start, back-to-back, emotional night with Patty's injury last night. So I thought the defense was much better over the final 30 minutes of the game than the first 18, and so that was good to see. But we got to put it together for 48.
Your final five games are in five different cities. I think you have a back-to-back next week. And have you kind of patterned out how you might want to rest down the stretch?
No, have not looked at rest. I had planned on resting Sean tonight, but that didn't happen because of the injury to Patty. So we'll see. It's hard to plan for any of this stuff because of the injuries. So we'll just play it by ear.
How much does it help with Kevin and Quinn Cook in that starting lineup, the fact that they have so much history together and they're so comfortable with each other?
They've got a great connection, and Quinn is a really good player to play off of Kevin because of the way he shoots the ball and his decision making, and as you said, they're close friends, so they enjoy the playing time together, and I think it shows.